right.
So we are live at the VS 2012 launch, and we have some music overplaying this, which is fine. Soma, man.
Hey, good to see you, Charles.
Great to see you. Congratulations. Absolutely. It's, hey, what a big day.
Thank you. Yeah. Today is a very, very exciting day.
Sure.
For us, meaning for those of us working in developer division for Microsoft, and more importantly for the developer community around the world. Because we got a brand new set of tools in Visual Studio 2012 and .NET 4.5, and that opens a whole new world of opportunities for developers.
Absolutely. So, now we're in a very purple place today.
It's all with the logo.
Absolutely.
And the color of the logo kind of thing. So.
Excellent. So, right off the bat, I mean, first of all, we are going to take questions from Twitter, so please ask questions at #CH9Live or #CH9Live or #CH9Live. And the first question right off the bat, Soma, what were some of the big problems that you addressed in this release?
Sure, great. So first of all, I'll tell you, the number of new features and functionality and value that is coming in with Visual Studio 2012 and .NET 4.5 is just huge. There is no way, I can sort of do justice to the breadth and richness of the product in any 30-minute conversation.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to try to sort of take a step back and say, if I have to think about the top two or three things that we are trying to get done or accomplish, which I feel we've successfully accomplished in Visual Studio 2012, here is how I think about them. Okay? So the first thing is, if you look at this year particularly, calendar year 2012, we got the most amazing set of platform releases coming out of Microsoft, whether it is Windows 8, Windows Server 2012, Windows Azure, Windows Phone 8, Office 365, SQL Server 2012, and I'm probably sure I've missed a couple of things here kind of thing, but every platform that we have at Microsoft is coming out with a brand new, much updated version, okay? So when you have this sort of, plethora of platforms coming out, a set of platforms on the front end, a set of platforms on the back end kind of thing, the one thing that is at the center of this platform universe is Visual Studio.
Certainly.
That is the one set of developer tools, a consistent development environment, a single development environment for you to be able to build modern applications that target any and all of these platforms. So we've spent a lot of time working with our platform partner teams in Microsoft to make sure that we are building the best tools that let you take advantage of the latest and greatest features in all these platforms and be able to shine them through in your application.
Excellent.
So think about Visual Studio 2012 as a best-in-class set of developer tools to build modern applications targeted the latest and greatest platforms. So that is one thing.
Okay.
Okay? The second thing is, more and more teams are coming together to build the next generation modern applications. Okay? Sometimes the teams are geographically located in one place. Sometimes the teams are geographically distributed. But no matter what, every software team that you talk to nowadays is asking, I want to be agile. That's a statement on what methodology I want to use. That's a statement on what I built. And more importantly, how I deliver that to my customers. So we call that the modern application lifecycle, where you think about continuous feedback. You think about continuous quality. You think about continuous delivery. In some sense, people will tell you, I want to be in a tight build, measure, learn loop.
Okay.
I want to build something, I want to put it out, learn from, measure what is happening, learn from that, and then continue iterating so that I continuously improve what I'm doing and make it that much more effective kind of thing. And so that modern application lifecycle is something we deeply believe in. We want to deliver a set of tools, an integrated set of tools that enable you as a software team to be able to pick up on adopt the modern app lifecycle and have the kind of agility that both your business and your customers expect from you. So that's the second thing.
Okay.
And then the third thing is, here is one way I think about it. We stay at work during the day, we go home in the evenings, weekends, we travel for work, we travel for pleasure, vacation. But the one place that we all want to be super comfortable is our home.
Yes.
That's a place we want to sort of, chill out, spend quality time with family, have fun, maybe do some work, whatever we do, right? So we always strive to have the most comfortable environment at our home. Now, if you sort of take that analogy and think about a developer, for a developer, the home is their IDE, is their development environment. Because developers spend anywhere from a couple hours to 8 to 10 to 12 to 14 hours a day in and day out, sitting inside their home, which in this case is their development environment.
Yeah.
So we've done a lot of work in Visual Studio 2012 to enable you, the developer, to have a comfortable environment, a highly productive environment, and an environment that lets you focus on the tasks that you need to get done. So that's sort of the third pillar of Visual Studio 2012.
Excellent.
So a set of tools to help you build modern applications, a set of tools to help you adopt the modern life cycle where you think about continuous delivery, and a development environment where we want you to be highly, highly productive and effective at getting the tasks that you need to get done. That's
Excellent.
Sort of in a nutshell what Visual Studio 2012 is all about.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again.
It's Absolutely.
A very big day. And I know a lot of people have actually been using it since mid-August.
That's true, yeah. I should tell you two things. One is, I do want to thank our partners and customers because they have done a fantastic job working with us through the development of Visual Studio 2012. Mm. We've seen more than a million downloads
wow.
of our tools pre-release.
Nice.
Through people who want to try it out, who want to give us feedback, who want to sort of take a bet, you know, earlier on a product, right? So that response has been phenomenal, and I really appreciate what our customers and partners and our community have been doing with us.
Mm.
Now, more importantly, it's been about almost 4 weeks, I would say, because on August 15th, we made Visual Studio 2012 and .NET 4.5 available to our customers. So in about a four-week time, we've seen more than 600,000 downloads of Visual Studio 2012.
Nice.
And by far, this is the fastest adoption that we've seen by our customers for Visual Studio in the history of Visual Studio.
Wow.
And we are sort of really feeling good about that. And it shows that, you know, our customers are validating and reaffirming the value that we think we are delivering in Visual Studio 2012.
Awesome. So thanks a lot to those people. Now we are live, so sweet questions to #CH9Live, to Soma, who is, by the way, the Vice President of Visual Studio and DevDiv in general. So let's talk, I mean, you mentioned it even earlier, what is a modern app?
Like, sure.
What is a modern app?
So to me, here is one way I think about it.
Mm.
If you talk to a developer, say 3 years ago or 5 years ago, and said like, hey, what are you doing? How would you self-select yourself? Most people would tell us that, like, you know, hey, I'm a web developer.
Mm.
I'm a phone developer. I'm a client developer. I'm a server developer.
Mm.
I'm a .NET developer. I'm a Java developer. They pick and choose either a technology or a platform or a device that they want to affiliate themselves with.
Okay.
Those days are gone.
Mm.
Today, most people would tell you, most developers would tell you that, like, you know, hey, they are targeting at any given point in time at least three different platforms with their application. And the reason it is changing is because we are living more and more in a world of what I call connected devices and continuous services.
Okay.
On the one hand, you got a lot of digital device, smart device proliferation that's happening. You and I have probably, like, you know, multiple devices that we use at any given day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but the thing that you and I care about is we want our applications and our data to seamlessly flow through as we go through from one device to the next device.
Mm.
And for us to be able to deliver and for application developers to be able to deliver that kind of a connected experience, you need these devices and these applications to stay connected to something on the back end.
Mm.
Sometimes it's connection to an on-premise data center. Sometimes it's connection to a public cloud where they get continuous services streamed down. But no matter what it is, people are thinking about connected devices on the one hand and continuous services on the other hand, and figuring out how to build applications that span both these to be able to deliver the right kind of experience, the right kind of, you know, value in their application. To me, that is what I mean when I say modern application.
Okay.
And now there are some attributes that every application, every developer is thinking about as it relates to modern application. First and foremost is what I call user centricity.
Okay.
It's trying to put the user and their identity at the center of the application. Because you are the user, you have a device, you have access to an application, you want to be able to use it in your home, you want to be able to use it in your work environment, you want to be able to use it whenever you want, wherever you want, in whatever device you want. So keeping you at the center and making sure that you have the right level of access to information and services that you care about is something that is very core. The second thing is social. You can't, like, you know, go have a conversation with anybody without talking about social in some way, shape, or form, right? Now, you may be thinking about social where you want to stay connected with your friends and family in a home context,
mm-hmm.
or you may want to think about social in a work context where you want to connect with your colleagues. But thinking about how you integrate social, how do you incorporate social, social graphs, and the value and power of social mm-hmm. into your application is something that every modern app developer is thinking about. And the third thing is what I call data centricity.
Okay.
The amount of data that the world is seeing today is exponentially increasing day after day, day after day. In some sense, another way I think about it, the next 5 years, the amount of data that we are going to see in this world is probably greater than the amount of data we've seen in the history of the world.
Wow.
Now, when you have that much, you know, volume of data available to you, you have to think about, you know, hey, how do I make some sense out of it? How do I get some insight into it? How do I expose the data in some meaningful way so that my end user can make smart, intelligent decisions out of that? So these are some common attributes that every modern application developer, every modern application is thinking about. Now, going hand in hand with that is also the notion of like, hey, it's not only what am I building, it's how am I building. Gone are the days when I can say like, you know, hey, I want to take the next 6 months, next 12 months, next 18 months to think about what I want to do. Then I'll take a few years to write something, and then I'll take a few years to test something. And who knows, right now, it may take 5 years, 7 years for me to get to deliver what I'm starting today.
Mm.
Those days are gone.
Yeah.
What people want to do is like, you know, hey, I know my business. I know my customer. I have a need. I want to get a solution done today, not tomorrow, right?
Mm.
So this notion of like, you know, hey, I want to build something. I want to deliver that. I want to get continuous feedback. I want to do continuous improvement and keep going in a tight loop. Earlier I talked about build, measure, learn, right?
Yeah.
That's something that every development team, whether you are in a startup or whether you're in an enterprise, is thinking about. So we sort of say, hey, it's not just modern applications. It's also how you do it and the modern life cycle.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you very much for making it so elegant and easy to use in Visual Studio. 2012 is a wonderful product. Thanks for coming on Channel 9 again.
Absolutely.
So much.
Again, thank you. It's always a pleasure chatting with you on Channel 9. I'll tell you that, okay?
Thank you.
But I do want to say thank you to all of our customers, partners, and community for all the great partnership and work that they've been doing
mm-hmm.
and they're continuing to do with us on Visual Studio 2012. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.